So look, if you want to grow your wealth, your income, and increase the amount of time off, then these are the shortcuts that can help. Welcome to the Wealth Creation Podcast. Hey guys, Dan Latto speaking, hope you're well. So you might even be listening to this on a podcast, or you might be watching it on YouTube or on Facebook or on Twitter or Instagram, whatever. Thank you very much for watching all my videos, I really appreciate it. But the power of podcasting cannot be underestimated. We've been doing ours for, I think, maybe 4.5 years now, and we've had hundreds of thousands of downloads. So listen to this carefully. This is really important, can change your business. We've had hundreds of thousands of downloads on our podcast show, and you should be doing the same. We actually put a podcast out now every single day. That can be quite difficult sometimes, coming up with new ideas and that kind of thing to keep the ideas flowing. But I owe it to the people that download them every single day, and thank you if you're one of them. We do have people that do that. Or you might be just going in and typing something in on iTunes, and then my podcast crops up, so you can embed keywords into the title of the podcast, for example. And then we might take the podcast and we might embed it on my website with the title and the description, and again that can be SEO'd as well. And then we might take the podcast and we upload it to YouTube, which is exactly what we do. So then YouTube gets a new algorithm, so not only do we move all these videos that we're recording onto YouTube and you get to see me actually speak, but we also take the audio and upload that to YouTube as well. So we're getting two goes at the same pie there, using the same video, one with the video and the other with the actual podcast brought out. Now you might go, well, you know what, Dan, you just love the sound of your own voice, and you're absolutely right, I do. But also, we get a lot of feedback from people saying, I liked this podcast and I love that podcast. That one was really good. Now, some people also say, you know what, you do too many, I can't listen to them all. That's totally fine as well. You pick and choose which podcast you want. But what the podcast will do for you, and what these daily videos do as well, is that one, they show you for who you really are. They kind of show your personality a little bit, as quirky as mine is. That, you know, some people are going to love it and some people are going to hate it, and all of that is totally fine. But you should be putting out your message every single day. You know, in this sea of communication and Facebook and Instagram and social media and advertising and radio and music and Netflix and everything else, Spotify, all that stuff, okay? You've got to find a way of poking your head up and getting out and being seen online. And the way in which we do that is through videos and podcasts. It doesn't take a huge amount of time. This video, we've been going for a couple of minutes now, and people get to see it and people get to hear your message. And I've actually stopped arguing with people on Facebook and Twitter and all of that kind of thing these days, because you know what? I would rather put my argument to camera right now. And then that way I've got it. I've got it forever. Everybody knows what I think. You can find out what I think about pretty much anything because I've already said it to camera. Sometimes it can come back and bite you on the ass, so you've got to be careful in what you say. But all my videos are fine. We don't touch on any subjects that are can be complicated in some way, or that can be taken in a wrong light, which obviously we live in a time of social media, and people's tweets from 12 years ago, 10 years ago, 8 years ago, they can come back and bite you on the ass too, completely out of context. So you've got to be careful from that point of view. So we tend to stay away from any subjects that might be, a little bit argumentative or might upset people. We stick with the business stuff because that's what we want to do, and that's the people that we want to help. We want more people to have more clients. We want people to have more website traffic. We want people to have more money, because we know what the benefits are to that. And the reason why we do podcasts every single day is that if it just inspires one person every single day, then we've done our job. And when I go back and I look at the podcast stats, we know that we're motivating a lot more than one person a day. After hundreds of thousands of downloads for all our podcast shows, we know that we're reaching out and people are listening and people are being motivated or inspired, or even better, people are going, oh my gosh, he's a muppet. If he can do that, I can do that. And that's the whole point. You just got to get over putting your face on camera. Or one of the really easy ways of doing a podcast is you get yourself a microphone. I used a Blue Yeti microphone and I plugged it into the laptop and I used Audacity and I would hit record. And that's much easier. I can go for hours on those because I'm not facing camera. I can just sit, I can press record and I can go through my thoughts. And so that works really well if you don't want to be on camera. You don't have to be on camera. The only reason why we do it to camera is, one, we want you to see us, okay? Two, we get double and triple whammies out of this. So the first one is it goes on YouTube and Facebook. The second one is it gets pulled out and we use the audio and turn that into a podcast. That then goes on Spotify and on iTunes. And then we ventate that audio and then we actually re-upload that onto Facebook and YouTube and so on too. So we're getting double and triple whammies from the content that we make. But not only that, if I'm having an argument with someone on Facebook about a particular business model or whatever it happens to be, once I've had that argument is gone, okay? Yeah, it's on Facebook from 8 years ago, but who's going to find that? But when I'm creating a video and I upload that video to YouTube and someone's searching for two things I need from my website and my video comes up from 8 years ago, then we actually closed business from that. We had a video, had 173 views. We made £5,000 on that video because the guy found us from that video, checked us out on iTunes, and then made the payment for some coaching. And that video was literally done 3 years previous. And I was walking the dog and the dog was having a wee in the background on the video and we still made that money. And it's about you putting your message out there and being in front of as many people, putting your message out in front of as many people. Look, marketing is about as many people as possible knowing that you and your product and your service exists. And most people go, oh no, I don't want to market. No. I definitely don't want to be marketing too much. I don't want to market too much. And I'm like, dude, the Facebook algorithm is, it used to be 7%. It's probably not that. It's like 3%. This video will go out to 3% of everybody on my Facebook list, 4,000 people. And on LinkedIn, it's 14,000 people. Like 3% of the people will actually see that. It's dreadful, right? They're dreadful numbers. I can't even work out what 3% is. What is it? It's about 600, about 1,200, 1,800 people will see that out of 14,000. And you're putting it out once a day? You need to do twice and three times a day. Content is what's going to do it for you. And creating videos and creating podcasts from that content, getting you in front of people that might love you or hate you, that might want your product or not right now, or might make a little mental note. I need that product, but not now in 3 months. I'm going to make a mental note and I'll go visit him in 3 months. That's how this stuff works. That's marketing right there. And that's why you've got to be putting all of your content out to camera, putting it out as a podcast. And if you've not done that yet, now is the time to do it. I know everyone's on about having a podcast and I know lots of people have podcasts. That's exactly why you should do it, not a reason why you shouldn't be doing it. All right, hope that's useful for you. We'll catch up with you on the next video. My name's Dan Latta. Take care. Hey, it's Dan here. Thank you for listening. Really appreciate each and every one of you. Please click like or subscribe to the entire podcast.